I just posted something on Facebook. The Charlotte Hornets with Fly Tie and Hugo the mascot went over to my wife's school yesterday, Movement School here in Charlotte. And they motivated the kids to become stronger with their education. And to help plant that seed, each one of those children in that school, Movement School on Freedom Drive in Charlotte, they all got to take home a book. Now, see, a lot of people don't understand how important a book is to those children and to a lot of children. How important a book is to me and maybe to you too. I'm not talking about just the book, but I'm talking about a book. Because when you get your own book, you take it home and you call it your own. You protect it like it is your own. You sit there and you read it and you stare at the pictures and you're motivated to allow that imagination to see the pictures. I had such a book when I was a kid. Mike Mulligan's Steam Shovel. To this day, I still have that book, and I will always say I am who I am as a writer, as a creative mind, because of that book. Hey, it's Errol. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walk through an everyday world. I'm a daily writer. I document life and all that comes after. Although I do talk about being mindful in the presence of now, I step back to the pages stained by the nib of my writing instrument because I believe there is something there. We don't just experience life. We're supposed to be taking notes for a future that hit us so hard that, man, we've all become numb. This is The Daily Mess. Today, I thought we would go back to December 18th, the year 2001. Man, it really covers the reasons why I like to daily write. And, you know, like I said, I'm not living in my past when I step back to these days. What I'm doing is I'm learning from the seeds that were planted in the soil of creativity. December 18th, 2001, the piece was titled, If But For One Moment, Someone Started to Write. Here's what was put down on paper. I've learned more about myself by viewing the first 1,000 days than I have at any other time of this pale-faced life. Stop right there. I set out to write a book of poetry. I challenged myself, actually, that I'm going to write 1,000 pieces of poetry, 1,000 days in a row, and that's going to be my book. I didn't want to be the poet anymore that showed up in a book that was filled with other people's writing, but rather I wanted a full book of my own daily poetry. It didn't go that way. And so what happened was, the more and more I dug into what was put down on paper for 1,021 days, because I missed it by 21 days, duh, what a human, huh? Making mistakes all the time, even when it comes to writing. I began to learn that what you put down in thought has the strength to change you in your present place of now. Actually, what I call it is speaking to your future self. And it does. I can go back 10 years from now to a day 25 years from where I stand 10 years from now, and I'm still going to learn something. You put down things that really help empower, inspire, influence where you presently stand. Look, this is not bragging. I'm testifying. I'm speaking the truth that when you put things down on paper through your dark times, your challenged times, through questioning times, what happens is when you are being honest and transparent with yourself in that moment, you're actually speaking to your future self. Because, you know, we don't live happily ever after. We're challenged every day. And how you were challenged 10 years ago, 18 years ago, is what inspires you to continue to believe in the purpose and plan that you are. But let me start all over, okay? Because, I mean, I could talk about this forever, okay? I've learned more about myself by viewing the first 1,000 days than I have at any other time of this pale-faced life. Call these words a mirrored reflection with no hairspray or eyeliner to imperfect the mask of my true identity. I've learned the forest is my life. I'll sacrifice even my career to protect what shall live in the most sacred piece of ground. My life was empty until God gave me a sliver of his soil. I write every day, 4:30 a.m., not a sun in the sky. It's as dark can be at night. And outside that writing window every day, I'm guaranteed that that forest is still there. And when the sun rises and I stare out there at that forest, I've been writing next to that forest for 25 years. The energy that comes from it is what speaks to my future. Where in your life do you get your energy? Find the source. That's all I'm saying. Just find the source that gives you that power. And I'm not talking about a cup of coffee. I'm not talking about a Red Bull or anything like that. There is something completely 100% natural around you that gives you that force, that energy. That reason why you continue to step forward. And it's not because you're doing it out of sacrifice. You're doing it because you were called to do it, but maybe you don't recognize it. But when you do learn to feel what is moving through you from the atmosphere, from God, whatever you want to call it, I don't care if you don't believe in it, but it's there. And it's there for you to use on a daily basis because it was given to you before you were even born. Where you are in your present place of now is an opportunity to speak to your future self. You can't predict your future self. You can't invest in trying to make sure that it goes exactly the way that you want to. It ain't going to happen. But that future self needs you right now. It needs your source of energy, because what you're going through in your life right now is the experience. It's not a book. What it is, it's the opportunity to learn from it so that you can speak to that future self that's going to need it. And when people learn from you as well as yourself, things change around you. Your circle begins to evolve into a different shade of colors. I get it, man. We all have dreams. We all have visions of what we would like to be. 40 years of radio. I never thought when I was a kid in 1975 that I would get 40 freaking years of radio out of a single thought of, man, I like playing records. I like listening to music. Hopefully it's not over today. But if it is, 40 years. Where is your energy source? Mine happens to be in this forest. This forest in South Charlotte, North Carolina, which I will fight to protect long after I'm gone. I'm Arrow, and that's the Daily Mess.